Well, let's start with the Attorney General then. Loretta Lynch, obviously North Carolina born and bred, is comparing House Bill 2 directly to the Jim Crow laws of the Old South. She referred to, a direct comparison is, the old bathrooms and water fountains for whites and coloreds. She also said that any form of state-sanctioned discrimination always ends badly. And I'd like your take on what she had to say.
Well, you know, the piece of what you just made reference to, I thought it was, the notion of Jim Crow is in, and that sort of comparison is almost too absurd to have a response to. Now, that is a remarkable statement. And there have been moments along this path since Charlotte, since it became sort of the mayor's top priority to pursue this ordinance, that have just really taken my breath away. And that's one of them. I mean, the notion that having restrooms, locker rooms, showers designated for males and females being likened by the Attorney General of the United States to having facilities segregated by race is amazing. That she is saying that the Obama administration disapproves of that separation. And yet she suggests it constitutes invidious discrimination. That will be a remarkable concept, I'm sure, not only to the people of North Carolina, but to the people of the United States. And it is clear that the Obama administration is using North Carolina as the first step to push that concept out nationwide.
For those people who do see this as a discriminatory act, I'd like you just to say why it's not.
Well, you know, I think what's interesting about the debate is that so much of it is predicated on the motives that people ascribe to those who've advocated for it. So I believe the problem with those who regard it as discriminatory is that they fail to take into consideration the rights of any party except one. So that is to say, I see conflicting rights that need to be balanced. The concept of transgender people and their level of comfort, that's an important issue, but so is the personal privacy and the discomfort, for lack of personal privacy, of people who are not transgender, of whom they're overwhelming majority. The reason it's not discriminatory is it's not born out of animus. It results from concern for personal privacy rights of the great majority.
Do you think North Carolina is being held up or being addressed by the U.S. Justice Department because this has become the front line in this fight? And I don't want to get into same-sex marriage. I'm not talking about some kind of broader plan. But it just seems to me that I have never in my professional life seen the U.S. Justice Department move so quickly as to be able to say you have 3 business days to respond to something.
Nor have I. Has it become the front line? That was your question that you're, and then you were using this as a means of getting at that. I think it means something else. I think it means it is an enormously highly politicized misuse of the Justice Department. And I think it is, I think it's a threat to democracy, to be honest with you. Is North Carolina the front line? Yes, I would say if you go back to the Obama administration in a coordinated fashion in multiple agencies, and now they have roughly 8 months or so of the Obama administration remaining. And so there's the answer to your question. Why this unprecedented speed of reaction by the Obama administration? And the answer is they want to roll this newest social revolution out across the United States, and they don't have that much time left to do it. And so they've got a case in North Carolina where they can assert it, where they can say, yes, indeed, the federal law that was passed in 1964 prohibited separate showers for the sex.
Has this taken a personal toll on you? I mean, I've heard from others that their public support of HB2 has gotten crazy internet backlash. And I'm just curious if it's done, if there's anything you want to bring up.
It became clear to me when the mayor said in just about every public availability after she was elected that this was going to be at the top of the list, that it represented something fairly unheard of. That in other words, I've never seen an ideologue as mayor of the city of Charlotte. And I knew the turmoil that had occurred with no involvement by me in March of the previous year, and that a reasonable middle ground had been expressly rejected. And so I knew this was coming, and it was coming with an aggressiveness, and so I took it on. I did that deliberately. It has been quite a whirlwind. I've never seen an activism like this. The activism of the Human Rights Campaign, I give them great credit. The Human Rights Campaign has enormous influence over massive international corporations. They can bring to bear condemnation, and they seek both the attorney, the United States Department of Justice response and their 3 business days opportunity to contemplate, and before that, the Human Rights Campaign ability to enlist hundreds of corporations to focus economic condemnation and retaliation on North Carolina. Those are activities designed to elicit fear. And I will say this, a lot of people think of me as very conservative. I'm pretty conservative. But if there's one thing that activates me more than anything, I cannot stand to watch a bully work. And it does take a bit of a personal toll. It takes a toll on my wife, and I worry about that. But I'm very committed. The more bullying I see, the more of an attempt to steamroll and to crush resistance rather than to have reasoned debate, exchange views, and work through the democratic processes toward the political change that you want, the more I see that, the more resolved I am to resist it. Because I think it's dangerous, as I said before, it's dangerous to our democracy. It's dangerous to our community.